You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. This is Lily Haight with what's new in this week's Port Townsend Leader for May 27th, 2020. The number of coronavirus cases in Jefferson County holds steady at 30, as the county moves into Phase 2 of the Governor's Safe Start reopening plan. In the United States, more than 100,000 people have died as the case count rises above 1.7 million. In Washington, there are now more than 20,000 confirmed cases and 1,070 deaths. Public Health Officer Tom Locke said he will issue a masking directive today. It is within the public health officer's power to require citizens to wear cloth masks within public spaces if they cannot maintain 6 feet of physical distance from each other. The directive will ask for voluntary compliance, unlike a similar order in San Juan County, in which not being masked is a misdemeanor violation. According to Willie Bentz, director of the Department of Emergency Management in Jefferson County, the State Emergency Operations Center will be providing 2 cloth masks for low-income citizens. Mask makers in Jefferson County secured a $5,000 grant for materials and will work with the Jefferson County Emergency Department to distribute newly made masks to local citizens. Barber Sean Delaney is ready to reopen the Tyler Street Barbershop, but he relies heavily on walk-in business, and one of the restrictions that comes with the county's plan to reopen some businesses, including salons, is that customers have to be local. Public Health Officer Tom Locke said that with increased traffic from out of the county comes the chance for an increased risk in new infections. This risk is especially acute if Jefferson County is perceived as the closest open county to Seattle, and thus an attractive day trip to escape the restrictions of urban lockdown, he said. The idea behind allowing services like hair and nail salons to open to local customers only is to prevent the increase in traffic to the county. Delaney said he isn't concerned about people coming from outside the county because there are already so many people coming from out of town, as well as people from Jefferson County traveling to neighboring counties, such as Clallam County, that there is no way to know who has been careful and who hasn't been. All he can do is make sure that his shop is sanitary, he said, which is already a large part of cutting hair. But other local hairdressers say restricting customers to only locals will not be an issue. Natalie Hamilton of the salon in Port Hadlock said that for the past 8 years, she hasn't had the capacity to take walk-in appointments. Her regular customers keep her busy. Dawn Gately, owner of the Parlor Salon in Uptown Port Townsend, said the same. She knows every single one of her clients and has seen them on a regular basis, so there is no room for anyone else. Ocean parents and the Port Townsend School District may have found middle ground after contention earlier this month over changes to the Ocean program. More than 60 parents and community members voiced their concerns at a May 7th virtual school board meeting after cuts to the program were announced at the end of April. The school board approved a reduction in one half-time teacher, and the district planned to eliminate the high school program by not allowing new students to enroll. The district has now reversed course on both decisions, choosing to re-evaluate teacher-to-student ratios in the fall and allowing new high school students to enroll. The district initially used enrollment numbers recorded on February 1st to predict enrollment in the fall and chose to reduce staffing in Ocean and across the district in line with its approved teacher-to-student ratio. Ocean parents felt the enrollment numbers used to make the decision were not representative of what enrollment might look like in the fall. In his recommendation to the school board on May 21st, Superintendent John Polm said the model Ocean represents may be more desirable to families now that the coronavirus has caused so much uncertainty about what school will look like come fall. For these stories and more, check out this week's edition of The Leader on newsstands and online now. This is Leader News reporter Lily Haight on KPTZ 91.9 FM.